Well, we're together again. Can you believe that? Why, Aini. And for our Korean family, Saranghaeyo. We love you guys. Now for the English speaking, we love you. We depend on you. We trust you. We are just so incredibly thankful for you. We are saving America by the grace and mercy of God, our faithfulness and obedience to the things that He says to do. I just am amazed, and I'm also amazed by the way He's talking to me these days. It has been awesome, to say the least, and more than surprising. On January 29th, the Lord awakened me at 2:30 in the morning and told me that He had released into America, to our ministry and into America, the Great Awakening that we have been working for the last, I don't know, 24 years. I was absolutely floored. I didn't know. I was so excited. I couldn't get back to sleep for the good news. His spirit was on me so strong all day Sunday, all day Monday, all day Tuesday and Wednesday, that I could hardly think, literally, which unfortunately, when I get under a heavy anointing that is that heavy, that is what happens. And I've even experienced many times when the anointing gets to be too much, I can't even see with my natural eyes. So people have to walk me around to be able to minister to people so I can use their eyes. So to be so heavily inundated with His presence for those several days was a further witness that He had, in fact, released the Great Awakening. As I said, He did this for this ministry, but He also released it into America. So I really believe we're going to start seeing several churches, maybe even satellite ministries, I don't know, experiencing the outpouring of revival in the church. I'm so excited, and I want you to be too, because you guys have been so faithful. And the Lord came to me and told me that He showed me hundreds of intercessors that have prayed for this ministry from the beginning. And He said to me, "These people have been so faithful. I must reward them. And they are going to receive a reward, a great reward for their faithfulness, because they have made possible what otherwise would have been impossible." So please look forward to that. Rejoice in the Lord your God. Every day is a happy day, no matter what people around you may think. It's not only a happy day, it's a glorious day. It's a holy day because God made it. And we're moving, 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 ever onward, ever upward, And that's one of the things I'm so excited about in this great move of God. Because a company of Christians will be born into union with Christ during this move. And there is no life like it. There's no life like it. So I'm so excited for those that are going to experience that, not to mention all the other things I'm going to share tonight. But first, please, I would like to quickly go through some scripture. Isaiah 64. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountain might flow at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth a fire, causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men, listen to this, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. He's talking about us. We've never seen it. And that's what the Lord told me. What's going to happen in this outpouring, we have never seen, because he's never done it before. It's going to be so much greater. It's going to be so much weightier. It's going to be so much more beautiful. It's going to be so much more powerful. It's going to glorify his name and his son more than probably anything he has ever done outside of the event of the cross. So we have no reason but to be happy and to be excited, for the Lord our God loves us. And I'm telling you, every single day since he told me that he had released the awakening, throughout the day, my heart is just pierced with joy. I may not even be thinking about anything one way or the other, and then it'll happen. Sometimes I am. But he does that to me and has for 40 years when he's about to do something greater than I think he's going to. So we are at that day. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. You guys all know this scripture. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. Oh, the joy, the joy. Lord, let them feel this joy. Let it just pour down over their hearts, that they will be full of expectation, full of joyful expectation for what you are beginning right now. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And that's not just me, because we're going to have, you know, preachers all over the body of Christ that aren't even in the fivefold ministry. They're just so happy in God, they can't help but talk. And the anointing will work, and a million souls, more than a million, I think the Lord told me it was a billion souls. Now, don't quote me on that. I'll look it up and tell you the next time I talk to you, but I think he said 1 billion souls were going to be saved. Oh, okay. Eli is telling me, yes, that's what I've been telling you guys. 1 billion, can you imagine that? I can't even imagine trying to look at 1 billion people, let alone 1 billion getting saved. That's so wonderful. Okay, unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. You think you are brokenhearted and you think you are held captive by the enemy's plans. He's going to break those chains so fast, so powerfully. Your enemy is not going to know what hit him. And you are going to jump and shout for joy. I know, I hear someone saying, I don't jump and shout. Well, you have not been baptized in the joy of the Lord then. Because you will, even if you never have. So he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of his vengeance, the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, see? The oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they should be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And that single act, he is talking about the desolations of the human soul and the land. And this is going to happen all over America, but not America only. It's also going to happen throughout Israel. Israel is a beautiful, beautiful country. I love going there because it always feels like I'm going home. But then when I have to leave and I come back to America, it feels like I came back home. So who's to understand? But it's a beautiful place, and he is going to clean up the desolations. He's going to heal them, and he's going to bring life afresh and anew to Israel, as well as to America and nations, well, at least many nations throughout the world. I know that there are those handful of nations that have receive their last call, and they chose to reject it, and God will not visit those nations again. But for those nations that are still on his list to draw forth the souls for the Lord, it's going to be amazing. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise, and shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about thee, all that gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. I think I want to go back here to 61. I think I didn't finish that. Verse 2 in 61 says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of his vengeance. Oh, there's that joy again. And the day of his vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Oh, I did read this. Well, you need to hear it again. And joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build, this is why he wanted me to reread this, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. You know, America is getting a lot of waste cities these days. I think they're even trying to turn Seattle and San Francisco into waste cities. They're working at it. They're working at it all over the nation. What joy they get in this, I don't understand. And I guess I don't have to understand, because God is going to heal the desolations in the cities, in the counties, in the country, and he's going to heal the desolations of the Christian and those who are non-Christians but are part of that billion member fruit. He is going to heal the desolations of soul, of marriage, of health. We're going to see so many miracles. So many miracles. We can't even contain the joy of the amount of miracles, outright miraculous healings that God is going to do. I've seen lines of people who have been severely maimed for out of such things as houses that caught on fire and they became burned by it, or maybe a car accident, or military. Just people who have been maimed, badly maimed. Everyone in the line that I saw had been so badly maimed. It was, oh my goodness, I couldn't bear it. It was so hard to look at that. But he's going to give them a miracle, and they will be healed in a fraction of a second. People who have lost limbs, it's going to be common happening that people will pray, even the children will pray for people who have lost limbs, and they will be restored. This is just some of the beginning. This is just a little peek at where we're going. Let me tell you an experience that I had. I was in the spirit on a boat with an angel. We were at the back of the boat looking out over the ocean. And he said, I brought you on this journey to show you what's happening in your country. And I just looked at him. I hoped that I felt happy, but I just looked at him. He said, look, right over there. And he points over to the land. And I see many couples that have just finished getting dressed in evening wear, dinner evening attire. The ladies, their hair was all beautifully done. Their clothes, their dresses were absolutely fantastic. They were just stunning. The men had tuxes on, both white and black. And you couldn't help but wonder, what kind of a banquet are these people going to go to? But they were talking among themselves, and they were all so excited. We kept going along the coast, and constantly along the coast, I could see companies of many couples, so beautifully dressed in evening attire. And they were so excited to go to this banquet. Finally, I asked the angel, what banquet are they going to? And he said, the banquet your God has prepared for them. And Nita, he has prepared it for them because of your faithfulness to serve him at great sacrifice all these years. And those who have stood with you, you have borne something so great, so wonderful, you know not of. We're going to see, I call them visiting anointings, but once they come, they'll be here. They won't retreat. Of Moses, Elijah, double mantle, Elisha. These are just some of them. Also, King David. He had a beautiful, beautiful anointing for songs and psalms. We have a tremendous collection of them in our Bible. But also his authority as a king. Few ever touched that level. So he's going to join us, as it were, and the church is going to come into new authority, much higher authority, to get godly things done in governments and so on. Our government's going to be reshaped, remade, because God is going to visit them, not just here, but in nations all over the earth. I've even seen the Lord go into the government of China. And many of those men got saved. So this is exciting, right? This is worth being joyful over. We're going to see healings, miracles. We're going to hear the voice of God. When I say we're going to hear the voice of God, yes, of course, we'll hear it in our heart. We'll hear it in our ear when he's speaking to us softly and tenderly, as he does. But we're also going to hear his voice, thunder, when we least expect it. It might be when we're busy as Christians doing something, or it might be, and probably more so, in church. Now, this really, what I'm going to share with you, really wasn't the voice of God thundering, or maybe it was. I was in Canada. I love Canada. I love the Canadian people. And I was up there ministering. And I can't remember what I said to them, but it was a prophetic word, a prophetic, powerful prophetic vision that I had written about. And I'm sharing all this with them. And I can't remember exactly what I said, but I said something like, and God will send confirmation and he will attest to this word. And the minute I said that, they experienced the greatest flash, flash of lightning, the pastor said, they've ever seen, and thunders of what do you call them? Thunder. No, just a single thundering, but it was massive. Pastor told me, we have never seen anything like this. Never. And it was God talking. He was telling these people, this is my confirmation. This will happen. And it did. So, you know, in ways like that, as well as just hearing the voice of God, we will see prophetic revelations more than we've ever seen before, because God is opening for us the secrets and the mysteries for the future and from heaven. New and higher, visits, children, young people, young adults, old adults. People are going to be taken up to visit heaven. And people and angels in heaven are going to come down and visit us. And it's going to be extremely exciting. I know there are probably some that makes really nervous, but I promise you, the Bible says don't talk to the dead, but Jesus told us very clearly that those that are in heaven are not dead. They're living. So we're going to experience visitations from the people in heaven. New higher revelations of truth and from the Word. He told me that the only thing that is going to have more power and authority in these days than the healings and miracles of the gifts of the Spirit is going to be the Word of God. We've never, ever experienced what we're going to see. And the bride will begin to be revealed. Dynamic changes in world government and throughout the nation. Well, nations. Now, I've shared a lot with you, but when the Lord appeared to me and told me, you have no idea what I'm about to do. Because you and your intercessors have prayed, you have enabled me to have my heart fulfilled in what I want to do in these last days. Be patient. I'm coming. And I'm coming to do things I have never done in the earth before. No man, no woman has ever seen what is about to happen. Just be excited. Be excited. And all the time he's talking to me, he's pressing his heart with his hand, telling me, this means so much to my heart to be able to do this for my church. So if you ever wonder if the Lord appreciates all your sacrifices, turn this message back on and listen to it again, because it really, in one respect, is all about Jesus, but in another respect, it's all about his church. Because he loves his church. He just loves us. And so does the Father. The Father loves us like he does the Son. No less. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. I better pray. Father, you are holy. Holy, our God. You are righteous in all of your ways. Eternal, never ending, never changing. Your power is eternal. Your authority, higher than any authority in creation. You built the nations. You created the world. You created heaven. You created the peoples on the earth. You are the creator. We can look at all the beauty that surrounds us and we know you are its author. Thank you. Thank you for the relationship you give to us as your children. Any who will can walk through the corridors of your supreme place of rule. They can walk into the throne room, bow themselves down before your throne or lay down before your throne and pray. They can talk to you and you're ready to answer. You will never forsake nor leave your church. And those whom your church loves. We pray and you happily bestow the answers to our prayers. You long, you yearn for us to have the understanding of your great love, your fantastic wisdom, your phenomenal ways. What a great, great, and holy and loving God you are. We just can't help but praise you. We can't help but worship you because of your goodness, your kindness, your foreverness on everything that you are about. Thank you, Father. And thank you for the Son who paid such a price to buy our souls. Thank you that you loved us so much. You sent him to do that. And thank you that he loved us so much. He was willing to come and do that. We praise you, Father. We praise you. We love you. We worship you. You are everything to us, Father. The Son, so wonderful, so beautiful, so glorious. He is everything to us. We want to honor you. We want to glorify you. We want you to be so happy as you put your arms around us and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." What a good God you are. Lord, what a good God you are. I think about your goodness, and it's so hard not to just cry in sheer joy. You're wonderful. You're wonder-working. You're awesome. You are love. You are mercy. You're compassion. You look over America, Lord. And you look over this nation every day, waiting for that special time when we are going to see things we know not of. You're going to heal our nation. And Father, your heart yearns for Israel. I know there's a lot of suffering going on in Israel and in Turkey. And Lord, our hearts are burdened for that, as is yours. Open your spirit upon those two countries, Father, and reveal yourself to the people. Help them, heal them, grant them the beauty of who you are in this time of suffering. We ask that even more you will reach out to protect the people that remain, and that you will help them, Lord, to turn to you in this very, very difficult hour. Heal the land, but more importantly, heal the people. You are great, so great, our Father. You are great. So great. So majestic. So beautiful. All that we could want or ever hope for is found in you. And by your love, you work to try to help us be ready to receive as much of you as we can humanly do as you pour out your spirit. I thank you for even tonight, Lord, reaching into the lives and the hearts of these intercessors. That you will reveal yourself. You will help them intercede. You will give them comfort about their own life and families. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Glorious Father. Glorious Jesus. Thank you. In your precious name. Amen.